We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
By the Crosstown Radio Partnership between the Daily Memphian, Crosstown Concourse, and the University of Memphis. And hello world. This is DJ Saturna and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 on the FM band in Memphis and WYXR.org worldwide with all the archives. The archives are supported by our sustaining members. And this month, we're trying to get more of those. So if you got 10 bucks a month that you can kick our way, that would be amazing. That's sustainer.wxr.org. We love your support. Recently, I've been speaking about empathy and how it is the bedrock of humanity. Today, well, sometimes it's important to at least see the contrast, right? The opposite of empathy is brutality. We see brutality every day, all over the world. And right here in our backyard, our front porch. So today's going to be a pretty hard set. It's also Black History Month. So we're going to have a few little quotes. They're not little, they're really big. John Lewis said, "A democracy cannot thrive where power remains unchecked. And justice is reserved for a select few." Ignoring these cries and failing to respond to this movement is simply not an option for peace. Peace cannot exist where justice is not served. All right. We're going to get down today. It's time to rise up, buttercup. Clear your space. It's time to wake and break.
Just police. Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the beast.
Malcolm X said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. There's a lot of that going on, and that's its own kind of brutality. So, let's think about that. While we dance.
time. All the corruption and justice, the same crimes. Always a problem if we do or don't fight and we die. We don't have the same right. What is a gun to a man that surrenders? What's it gonna take for someone to defend her? If we all agree that we're equal as people, then why can't we see what is evil?
Of minds, bodies, and human rights, stripped of bloodlines, whipped and confined. This is the American pride. It's justifying a genocide, romanticizing the theft and bloodshed that made America the land of the free. To take a black life, land of the free, to bring a gun to a peaceful fight for civil rights. You are desensitized to pulling triggers on innocent lives because that's how we got here in the first place. These wounds sink deeper than the bullet your entitled hands could ever reach. Generations and generations of pain, fear, and anxiety. Equality is walking without intuition, saying the protector and the killer is wearing the same uniform. The revolution is not televised. Media perception is forced down the throats of closed minds, so it's lies in the headlines and generations of supremacy resulting in your ignorant, privileged eyes. We breathe the same and we bleed the same, but still we don't see the same. Be thankful we are God-fearing because we do not seek revenge. We seek justice. We are past fear because you think your so-called black friend validates your wokeness and erases your racism. That kind of uncomfortable conversation is too hard for your trust fund pockets to swallow. To swallow the strange fruit hanging from my family tree because of your audacity to say all men are created equal in the eyes of God, but disparage a man based on the color of his skin. Do not say you do not see color. When you see us, we can't breathe.
He said, If one really wishes to know how justice is administered in a country, one does not question the policemen, the lawyers, the judges, or the protected members of the middle class. One goes to the unprotected, those precisely who need the law's protection most, and listens to their testimony. Can we please do that? That would be great. That would be justice. This is important to remember. This is Angela Davis. She said, "You have to act as if it were possible to radically transform the world, and you have to do it all the time. It's a practice. It's a practice. Let's practice. Stretching. Here's a quote from Angela Davis again. There is an unbroken line of police violence in the United States that takes us all the way back to the days of slavery, the aftermath of slavery, the development of the Ku Klux Klan. There is so much history of this racist violence that simply to bring one person to justice is not going to disturb the whole racist edifice. That's Angela Davis speaking truth. Up next, we've got Roberta Flack. It's her birthday. She's 88 today. Amazing. Amazing. Phenomenal black woman. Happy birthday. Slaughterhouse is killing hogs.
Their childhood stole from them, robbed of our names and our language, stole again. Who stole the soul from black folk? Same man that stole the lamp for cheap black smoke and made the whip crackle on our back slow, made us go through the back door and raffle black bodies on the slave blocks. Now we slaves to the blocks, on them we spray shots, leaving our own to lay in a box. Black mother's stomach stay in a knot, we kill each other, it's part of the plot. I wish the hating would stop. War and a battle with us. I know that black lives matter and they matter to us. These are the things we gotta discuss. The new plantation, mass incarceration. Instead of educate, they rather convict the kids. As dirty as the water, it flint, the system is. Is it a felony or a misdemeanor? Maria Sharapova making more than Serena. It took Viola Davis to say this. The roles of the help and the gangsters is really all they gave us. We need Avas, Ta-Nehisi's, and Cory Booker's. The salt of the earth to get us off of sugar and greasy foods. I don't believe the news or radio stereotypes, we refuse. Brainwashed in the cycle to spin, we write our own story, black America again.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that they're important. And a man can't get himself together until he knows who he is and be proud of what and who he is. And wait, and wait, and where he come from. And where he come from.
Hot damn, black America again. Think of Sandra Bland as I'm staring in the wind. The color of my skin, they comparing it to sin. The darker it gets, the less fairer it has been. The hate made, I inherited from them. But I ain't gonna point the finger. We got anointed singers like Nina, Marvin, Billy, Stevie. Need to hear them songs. Sometimes to believe me, who freed me? Licking a Cadillac, drinking a battle rap. So is it Godspeed that we travel at? Endangered in our own habitat. Them guns and dope, man, y'all can have it back. As a matter of fact, we them lab rats. You built the project for, now you want your hood back. I guess if you could rap, you would express it too. That PTSD, we need professionals. You know we're pressing you. It make the pipes bust from schools to prison, y'all. They trying to pipe us to your political parties. Invite us instead of making voting laws to spite us. You know we from a family of fights us. Fought in your wars. And then, maybe then we'll believe you. See black people in the future. We wasn't shipped here to rob and shoot ya. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Our men and women are created equal, including black Americans.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that there's somebody. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is. And where you come from? And where you come from?
We are rewriting the black American story. 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 American story. We are rewriting the
Everything's changed. Nothing remains the same. Everyone must change. No one and nothing remains the same. Now becomes yours. Oh, mystery. That's the way of time. Nothing and no one remains the same. There is all little and life you from the sky and hummingbirds do fly. Yon becomes yours. Hey, mysteries do unfold.
Malcolm X said, I for one believe that if you give people a thorough understanding of what confronts them and the basic causes that produce it, they'll create their own program. And when the people create a program, you get action. This is activism. This is the Black Panthers feeding children. This is making sure that nobody goes without, right? This is humanity. This is empathy, the bedrock of our civilization. The name of the song is Stand Firm, and I encourage you to do that going forward, showing empathy, fighting fascism, and all the other isms. This is DJ Saturna, and you've been listening to Wake and Break on WXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Memphis. WXR.org worldwide. We have a lot of archives. We love your support. It's February Sustaining Month, right? So become a sustainer. Sustainer.org. Oh, I'm sorry. Sustainer.wxr.org. I do that every month. It's like $10. And I feel good about it. I really appreciate being here. Everyone should feel comfortable here at Crosstown and anywhere else in the world. Let's make that happen. Hope you catch some breaks this next week, and I'll see you on Monday.